It matters because if you assume there is a structural connection between the technology, the mode of production, and so on, and the family relationships, we have to say, this was published in 1880, the Morgan Engel scheme will not do. Now, that does not strike me as a very serious problem. For a simple reason, hunter-gatherer societies, much more so than any other society, types of society are overwhelmingly dependent on the immediate environment and shifted by it. True, these people live in the same environment, we don't live in the same. Second criticism, all those hunter-gatherer societies and primitive agricultural societies of which anything is recorded, and I allow for the distortion of the recorders and so on and so forth, nevertheless show a sexual division of labour. Without exception, without known exception. That is to say, I said the typical case, yes, by and large, yes, women collect plant food and small game. Big game, insofar as it is safe, it's always safe by men. Now, we have archaeological evidence to show that in Europe, at any rate, this was 40,000 years ago. Therefore, our system does not necessarily involve, as it did in the case of the Iroquois, a very high status for women, let alone something called matriarchy. I'll leave aside the other argument and come to the synthesis. You know, nobody today reads Newton. Actually, nobody today reads Newton here. But nobody today assumes that Newtonian physics, that Newtonian, the Newton, the dawn of pioneer and so on, will do. Nevertheless, Newtonian physics lies at the root of the subsequent development. Nobody today reads Darwin. No, perhaps one or two people do. But nobody today imagines it is sufficient to read Darwin to understand contemporary biological science. Nevertheless, Darwin lays at the root of it. Is back to the same way. The progressive evolutionary enterprises of the 19th century pioneers were wrong in detail. There is no question about that. Nevertheless, they were right in essence. Because, you know, and I'll finish on this thing, whatever the state of the world in a kinship society, a clan society, it can be systematically inferior to that of certain early corresponding units. As was shown in the Australian case, the Australians are very important because they have been relatively isolated for 40,000 years. Or it can be equal or significant. There's no necessary connection. But the limits of the process are quite narrow. Kinship society ensures that every individual has certain rights. They need not be equal rights, but rights. The systematic oppression of women, the oppression of women as a sex as opposed to men, is a product of civilization. That is to say, of the necessary, unfortunately, necessary and inevitable development of class society. Because the central thing about the development of class society, first of all in the Middle East, 5,000 or more years ago, is the dissolution of kinship society, the substitution of class for kin. Engels was absolutely right to say this represented the historic defeat of the female sex. And in case you think I have been converted to bourgeois, petty bourgeois feminism, let me add this too. It also represented the historic defeat of the majority of the men sent to. It was necessary, it was inevitable, you know, the purple passages about history driving forward chariots over heaps of corpses and so on and so forth. It was necessary, it was inevitable. But it is not neither necessary nor inevitable. Why? Not because we are brighter, better, more humane. The circumstances which produce the necessity for a sexual division of labour do not now exist. There are no skills today that depend on the allegedly superior strength of men. That is rubbish. One, two, control over fertility. Which goes back, way, way back, even now, with all the defects relatively infected, what ensures that women today, in spite of very, very considerable advances, are still systematically inferior, class by class, for the corresponding men, is the structure of capitalist society, and therefore the liberation of women in full sense is tied up with the destruction of that society. It is technically possible. The oppression of women, if you like, was part of the historic price we paid. Therefore, civilization and everything that went with it. Progressive, necessary, essential. Today, it is neither necessary, nor essential, nor progressive. Can be and must be destroyed, but can only be destroyed by a fundamental transformation of society.